Hunter Killer wants to be another Hunt for Red October, or any Tom Clancy story for that matter, but despite a good cast, it strays from the necessary course of being tight and tense. It takes quite a while to figure out what it's about. It spends considerable time aboard a U.S. submarine commanded by Gerard Butler before we learn what its mission is, to retrieve and protect the President of Russia, who's been deposed in a military coup. First, Navy SEALs have to reach that leader and extract him. You'd figure this has all the makings of a thrilling entry in the genre, but it moves at a degree that makes a snail look downright speedy. So did the release of this movie. It was filmed 2 years ago, when it clearly thought it was ahead of real-world events by casting Caroline Goodall of Schindler's List as the U.S. president. Then Oscar winner-to-be Gary Oldman and the late Michael Nyquist also are featured, so the problem with Hunter Killer clearly isn't in the acting. The trouble is that its pace is set to cruise when it should be at full throttle. The film is rated R. I'm Jay Bobbin, and this is your Exit to the Movies.